praise his name. Let's stand, if you will. Just bow our heads as we open the service. Glorious Heavenly Father, Lord, another opportunity, Father, you've laid in our laps, Father, another call to gather together. Lord, being able to hear you speak under the presence and your anointing. Oh, God, such a privilege. I'm so thankful, Lord, that you give me the opportunity to come. And each and every one that's here, Lord, pray that you would bless us, Lord, and just truly speak to us. Lord, you know, you read our thoughts. You know our hearts. Lord, what each and every one needs, Lord, in this walk here with you. Speak to us, Father, I pray. Bless the service, every phase, even the songs, Lord. May you just get the glory and honor in your precious name, we ask. The Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Praise his name. Amen. You happy to be out tonight,
Saints?
Yes, amen. He's wonderful. You may be seated. Turn with me in our Only Believe books. Let's see. I think this might be in the Capstone books. Praise God, I am free. Page 52. Amen. Truly am happy, thankful, free.
Amen.
For a long time I traveled down a dark, lonely road. My heart was so heavy and sin I sank low. Then I heard about Jesus. What a wonderful hour. I'm so glad that I found out he would bring me out through his saving power. Praise God, I am free. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. From this world of sin. Been washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. I've been born again. Hallelujah, I'm saved. I'm so glad that I found out he would bring me out and show me the way. Like a bird out of prison that has taken its flight. Like a blind man that God gave back his sight. Like a poor wretched beggar who found fortune and fame. I'm so glad that I found out he would bring me out through his holy name. Praise him, hallelujah. Praise God, I am free, free, free from this world of sin. Been washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. I've been born again. Oh, hallelujah, I'm saved, saved, saved by his wonderful grace. Oh, I'm so glad that I found out he would bring me out through his amen. Sing it again. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God, I am free, free, free from this world of sin. Been washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, I've been born again. Hallelujah, I'm saved, saved. I'm so glad that I found out he would bring me out and show me the way. Amen. He hasn't failed us, saints.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. In our Only Bleed books, page 267. Turn with me if you will. I'm going that way.
Yes.
I've heard of a land of joy and peace and wonderful life. A beautiful place of mansions fair and skies ever bright, where all who believe the Savior so dear forever shall stay. And having been saved by grace divine, oh, hallelujah, think about it, amen. Oh, I'm going that way, I'm going that way. And Jesus the Savior I adore is with me each day. Clinging to Him and never to stray. Yes, singing His praises all day long, I'm going that way. The glorious news I tell and sing as onward I go, that those who are still astray in sin, my Savior may know. I want them to sing His praise above some beautiful day. For glory to Him who died for me, I'm going that way. I'm going that way, I'm going that way. And Jesus the Savior I adore is with me each day. Amen, hallelujah. I'm clinging to Him and never to stray. Yes, singing His praises all day long, I'm going that way. I know I shall meet Him at the gate when trials are past. I know I shall meet Him face to face in glory at last. And now I believe that when we meet, well done He will say. For trusting His soul-redeeming love, I'm going that way. I'm going that way. I'm going that way. And Jesus the Savior I adore is with me each day. I'm clinging to Him and never to stray. Yes, singing His praises all day long, I'm going that way. Have that assurance growing greater in your heart. I'm going that way. Hallelujah. Page 204, same books there. Oh, what a day that will be. Amen.
There is coming a day when no heartache shall come, no more clouds sky, no more tears to dim the eye. All is peace forevermore.
Never been a day like this day to me. Hallelujah.
There's never been a day like this day to me. There's never been a life like this day I see.
Precious, precious Lord Jesus. Father, these songs, these hymns, Lord. Lord, saints of in the unction of the Spirit, Lord, has wrote these words down. And Father, as we sing them, Lord, we get in the spirit of the composer, Lord, the writer. Oh, what a day. Lord, when we look upon your face. Father, we can only think, Lord, of what it will be like. But Lord, we look at the signs of the times. Father, we know it's close. Lord, all signs are pointing to your coming. Father, Lord, may each and every one of us, Lord, lay everything aside that would beset us or, Lord, hinder our walk. Lord, run like we've never run before. We love you, Father. Lord, the needs upon the people's hearts, Father, bring them before you. Lord, touch every heart, heal every sickness, meet every need. Lord, it don't matter what it is. We have not because we ask not. Lord Jesus, may we reach out by faith and claim what is ours. We thank you, Father. Lord, I have a special unspoken request upon my heart tonight. Lord, you know every situation. You know all about it. Lord, I pray that you would intervene in the situation. And we thank you for it now, Lord. Bless the remainder of the service. And as the brother comes, just blessing you. We ask all this in your precious name, Lord Jesus Christ, we ask. Amen. Praise his holy name. Well, I don't think we've got any new singers tonight. Hey, now let's just go ahead and sing a little chorus. Only believes, ask our brother to come. Only be. Precious Lord, we are grateful for this opportunity and these few moments you've given us, Lord, together. And Lord, as we renew our minds to this precious word that you've left us, and Lord, just praying that it'll continue, Lord, to just build up into our hearts. And Lord, may we just continue to let these things pulsate, Lord, and to dwell upon what you promised us and what you are doing, Lord, in this hour. And Father, we just ask your blessings upon your word, and Lord, just let me move me out of the way that, Lord, I would just be a mouthpiece to renew our minds. But Lord, send down your Holy Spirit upon your word, Lord, which is spirit and it is life. And Lord, did you energize it to our souls, we pray. In the most precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Isn't he wonderful? Yes, he Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. While you're still standing, if you would, let's turn back over to Hebrews, the 10th chapter. Last Thursday evening, we read this as we were closing. Just renew our mind to a small portion. And, you know, just some praying that your mind is still on what God is doing, the things we've been hearing, and we're thinking about it and meditating upon it. And this isn't directly in line with what our pastor's been bringing, so to speak, but I believe if we'll allow it to continue to just gel together and keep it all fresh in our hearts, and it just makes me more exciting just thinking about these things and putting it together and realizing we're soon going to leave this world. Amen. But here in Hebrews, the 10th chapter, and we'll just catch that again at the 17th or the 16th verse on down. And this is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their hearts, and in their minds will I write them, and their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. And now where the remission of these is, there is no more offering for sin. Having therefore, brethren, boldness
to enter into the holiness by the blood of Jesus. Not by your merits, but all by that precious blood that he spilled. By a new and living way, which he hath consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh, and having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, and having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water, let us hold fast the possession of our faith without wavering, for faithful is he that promised. Amen. May the Lord bless you in his word. You may be seated. Amen. Just a few little nuggets tonight to stir up your minds by way of remembrance. And as you think about these things, and we'll go back in just a moment. But actually, first, let's just to refresh your mind with what we were saying last Thursday night, because you know sometimes it's hard to get a lot into 30 minutes. And as you start to think about, as the Lord starts to lay those things on your heart, other things comes back, and you kind of see maybe a little better picture. But I want you to remember, I read this. This was in the Message Testimony on the Sea. Brother Branham just said. He said, and that's the reason I've been trying to keep the message just as simple as possible. What am I trying to do? Maybe some of you might be wondering why I'm not calling prayer lines each night. Here's my purpose in doing this. I want to build the people up, and I want to build the faith in the people in a resurrected Jesus, so that you don't have to wait till some special gift passes through the neighborhood. You just believe him wherever you are, because he is God. Amen. I just keep it in your heart. And then he also said in the message, Spiritual Food in Due Season, I want you to get up, build up now in the holy oracles of God, in the faith of this hour, and this faith is going to take more faith than ever was in any age, for this has to be a rapturing faith to be taken up. And we want you to believe tonight, and all that you have seen and heard, the word that you will have, and the word that you have heard preached, and the signs and wonders you have seen done. We want you to accumulate that all together in your heart and consider whether it is of God or not. Amen. And oh my, I think of the little story Brother Branham told, as the little boy was asked the old fisherman in a boat, can anyone see God? And he said, all I've seen for the last 30 years has been God. Amen. And how true it is, as you begin to see God manifest himself and unfold himself to us. Everywhere you look, you just see. And it becomes so big and so powerful to realize what he's doing. Amen. But it's not by our merits. But, you know, Jesus, he as he was walking this earth and expressing, God expressing himself, he was the Word made flesh in a body. And Brother Branham, he put it best when in this message here, as he started to speak about Jesus just a little bit. And Christ is the mystery of God revealed. And just think about it. Jesus wasn't a great theologian. He was a common peasant, a carpenter's son, so-called. And he walked around and he said, some of you show me what the Bible says that I will do that I haven't manifest. So here he was. He come to, as a son in obedience to the word. He said, I do nothing lest the Father shows me first. So everything he was doing, he was not doing to manifest and to glorify his own self, but his Father, which is in heaven. He declared it plainly. He is the one that doeth the works. Amen. I'm just here. He's working through me. Yes. Amen. And the manifestation. Yes. And he says, he walked around, but he said, show me the Bible that I haven't manifest. So the church can do the same thing today. What Christ did, so does the church do now. And that day you'll know that I am in the Father. The Father is in me. I in you, and you in me. See that? There you go, marching on to Zion, see, to the kingdom. At that day, you will know that I'm in you. And how important you can begin to see this take place, that true identification of knowing. What did Brother Bram say? When that little bride recognizes her position completely. Amen. He says, watch here, it's beautiful. I don't want you to miss this. Now, everybody, you people out on the tape and out in the jungles, wherever you hear it, you listen. As the Father has sent me, so send I you. Jesus said, now watch, the Father that sent him went in him to vindicate himself right, for he was the Word. And that same Jesus that sends you goes with you and in you to vindicate the same God. As the Father has sent me, and I live by the Father, so I'll send you and you'll live by me. What is he? He's the Word. You'll live by the Word. Amen. What a consolation it should be bringing to our hearts to see the hour in which we're living, seeing this Word that's been put out, and realizing there is therefore now no condemnation. You just can remember, we won't take the time to read it, but our pastor was mentioning that. There's therefore now no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Yeah. And oh my, for what the law was in weak, but oh, the law of sin and death have been set me, I've been set free. And so think about it just a little bit greater, the price that was paid for you and I to be here tonight so that that Holy Spirit could come back upon us. Oh my, he partnershiped us. He sent down a little portion of himself, placed it inside of us, and he sent down the Holy Spirit to water it and to bring it to life. That little gene dwelling down inside, and when the Holy Ghost was poured out on, the spark that set it afire. Just think about the emotion that it starts into our life. And that's kind of, as our pastor's been speaking, and you can see it if you just think about it a little bit, many people claim to have that spark, but there's no motion. There's no motion in their life. And that's, as we see, we want to be a people that's in motion. Yeah. We're not looking to be working great signs and wonders. We're not looking to be well-renowned people because of what the Lord's doing through me as far as having healing services and all this, but in obedience to every word of God, yeah, and letting him have the preeminence, it'd be evident that we are a prisoner to the Lord Jesus Christ, and he has the full preeminence in our lives, as he said, in Christ is the mystery of God revealed. But as we see this confidence that ought to be building in our hearts, and real quick, let's, this is in the message, I've got this quote here, this is in the message, I cut it off a little bit, I'll have to get it for you, my printer kind of went a little bit haywire on me here. I believe this was in Perfect Faith as well, but I can verify that. But here about paragraph 64, he was speaking. He said he had faith with his power. How did he? He said, I can do nothing in myself. Why? He relied upon what he was. He relied in knowing that he was the Word, and he had faith in God who made him the Word. He was God, the Word, and they was in him that give him faith because he understood his position. And he knew what he was. Because, he said, the scripture had said he was this, and here every scripture tied in to prove he was exactly what the scripture said he would be. And he knew what he was. Therefore, he relied upon what God made him. Think about it. Amen. And he did that. Then can't we rely upon what God has made us as believers? These signs shall follow them. Believe he had faith in what he was. And if you're a believer, you have faith in what you are. You are a believer. And if you've got faith in God, the Bible says over here, if our hearts condemn us not, if our hearts condemn us, then we can't have faith. But if our hearts don't condemn us, then we have faith and we have confidence towards God. Yes. And before we go and read that scripture, let's go to Ephesians real quick and just put this into our hearts. Very familiar scripture. Amen. Ephesians 2, and let's just start here at the first verse, just to think about it. And you hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein times past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, and the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversations in times past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy for his great love, wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ, by grace ye are saved, and hath raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness towards us through Christ Jesus. For by grace ye are saved through faith, not of yourselves, it is a gift of God. Amen. Being able to understand the Word, the drawing our pastor was speaking about, that you feel down in your heart, that's pulled you and pushed you and brought you to this point. It is a gift of God. It's not of yourself. It's nothing you worked up. It's nothing you could do. So have faith in what God has done for you. Let it realize that it's Him that's working in your life. It's Him that's working in your heart. It's not something that you can put on. It's not something that man can muster up in himself. But it is truly a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Yes. Our pastor done a fine job of proving you can't, no matter how hard you want to work, you ain't going to do it yourself. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Amen. So think about that. And now let's turn over here to 1 John, if you want to. And just think about these scriptures. The prophet read many of these. In the message, he that is in you, as he was laying a small foundation, he used all these scriptures. He actually used the scripture in Matthew about the fig tree and broke it on down. But here, and as he was getting to this point, he was reading this. This is in John, the first chapter, or 1 John, third chapter, and just start about the 18th verse. My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. And hereby know that we are of the truth, and shall assure our hearts before Him. For if our hearts condemn us, God is greater than our heart and knoweth all things. But beloved, if our heart condemn us not, then we have confidence towards God. And whatsoever we ask, we receive of Him, because we keep His commandments and do those things that are pleasing in His sight. Amen. I was thinking about Enoch a little bit. He had this testimony before his translation that he knew he was pleasing to God. So I want you to think about this. This is not a work of yourself. This is a work that God is doing in our hearts and in our lives. Upon hearing the Word, we become the Word. He is manifesting and revealing Himself to us. And what a confidence it ought to be building in our hearts in this precious Word. As I said, that centurion, if you just think about it, when he come to Jesus, he didn't have to doubt. He knew. You say the Word, and I know it'll be as you say. And oh my, what a confidence it ought to be placing into our hearts to see this Word, to see that place, to realize the price was paid on Calvary. And by God's grace, that blood was spilt to cover my sins. Amen. My iniquities are remembered no more. Yes. I stand there being forgiven, justified, glorified, Amen. And filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost as an individual. As we come into that position, realizing that, oh my, it's a finished work. Yes. And realizing that there is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. We didn't get there by a handshake. We didn't get there by just joining a church. But by one baptism of the Holy Spirit, we were baptized into that body. Amen. And how it ought to just burn in our hearts in a greater reality to let this Word see where we are. To get us to that place is Jesus had faith in who He was, who God had made Him. And this is not something I've made myself. You have not made yourself this. But if this overcoming is taking place in your life, and there's that drive and a passion in there to keep all of His commandments and do all that's pleasing in His sight, that was not mustered up on your own. But oh my, when we see our bodies coming subject to that Word, when the Bible says don't do this and you see your body quickly turn to it, oh, what an assurance it ought to start into our life. The resurrection, an assurance that my fare has been paid. Amen. And I'm on the road. Here in the message, this is also, I believe this is Christ is the mystery of God revealed, and I'll have to verify that. But dropping down to about paragraph 70, he said, knowing who he was, without a shadow of a doubt, he knew he was the Son of God. And my printer messed that, but he was saying, and he knew, he was saying, which one of the scriptures could condemn me? He says, believe me. He says, but if I do not, then believe the works. For they are manifested, word promised. Oh, if you could just wake up to that for a minute, he said. You see, the Word itself identified him, who he was. And I want you to think about that in both. The Word identifies each side. Sometimes people say, well, you're judging. You see somebody, The word identifies for all to see on both sides, whether you're right, whether you're wrong. And it's written out there. It's of no private interpretation. God said exactly what he meant. So as we're fruit inspectors of our own lives, the word is identifying us. So think about it. You know, oftentimes it's easy. You don't have to look and wonder if it's a blackbird or a blue jay. It clearly identified by its characteristics. And the prophet told us you would know a tree by the fruit you see. So think about it. As we see this life being projected and we see our, if we're matching these scriptures, our bodies are becoming subject to the word. We see the overcoming. Our minds are focused to the purpose for which we've been sent. The things of the world are growing strangely dim and losing their value. Oh, then I see that I'm beginning into material is lining up with this precious word. Yes. And the characteristics of the Holy Spirit being alive and living in a human veil of flesh.
Yes.
He says, if you could just wake up to that for a minute. You see, the word itself identified him, who he was. And he said, who can condemn me of sin? In other words, who can show me that my life and my works don't fulfill exactly what the Messiah should do? Nobody could say nothing, for he was. And then he had faith to believe. And whatever he said, it could happen. Amen. It makes me think of the scripture where he asked the Pharisees what they thought. And they was afraid to answer either way because they knew it was going to make it. They had to answer truthfully when Jesus had healed the blind man, I believe it was. But oh my, if you just think about God's, the power of the Holy Spirit. He said, nobody could say nothing for he was. But then he turned around and said, the works that I do shall you also. A little while the world seeth me no more, yet you shall see me, because I'll be with you, even in you. Yes. Take no thought what you shall say, for it's not to you, it's not you that speak, it's thy Father that dwelleth in you. He's the one who does the speaking. It's not me. It's the Father that dwelleth in me. He does the work. See what I mean? The identification of a scripture Christian. These words said Jesus. These signs shall follow them that believe. But how can you call yourself a believer and a people and deny those words? How can you call yourself a believer and deny any of this word? See, you can't do it. You're not a believer. Therefore, signs can't follow because you just accept what you want to believe and let the rest of it, you don't want to believe it. But you've got to take the whole thing and believe it. And when you truly believe, not make believe, but really believe, then these signs follow them that believe. And he says, oh, could you compare a Christian today with them Christians long ago? How them disciples walked in the power of the Spirit, moved by the Holy Ghost to do just a prisoner, as I preached the other night, a prisoner to the word and will of God.
Yes.
He couldn't even move until God moved him. And he says, wouldn't you like to see a church rise like that? It's going to. It's going back. It's got to come. That's right. And it's on the road now, I believe.
Amen.
And by God's grace, I believe I can see myself being identified in that that's got to come. Amen. It's on its road. It's growing. And coming back to that place where we don't make believe, but truly believe what
Amen.
God has given us. Oh my, what a reality this word should really just be sinking into our hearts.
Mm-hmm.
To that place, as we said, we sing the song, only believe, and now, Lord, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
But all do our actions prove that I truly believe each and every word that's written in here.
Yes.
As we see it taking our lives over and seeing him manifesting himself and realizing that there is no condemnation, there's nothing to hinder us. As we see our life conformed and see as we're falling right into that word and realizing the preparation he made with that bumper of blood to make sure that we can stand there assured, knowing. Look at how he truly showed forth with the price and what he done on Calvary. On resurrection morning when he rose, all things were taken care of. Oh my, he said it was finished. But oh my, it was finished a long time ago. But all he was acting out a part, the same as we are now,
yes.
Finishing up a work that he left for us, that little bride. I say us, I say me, but you got to put yourself there. If you can't, if it's not personal, if you can't identify in the scriptures what's being preached and what comes, it'll mean nothing to you.
Yes.
But oh, if you can but find yourself on them pages, if you can but find that those scriptures are to you personally, what a relief, what a release and a joy it places down inside.
Amen.
Amen. Let me see here. This is in the Be Not Afraid, preached June 7, 63. He says, if the life that was in Christ is in us, it'll bear the fruits he bore. It's got to. And he says, but what a mix up the people has got in today that think that Christianity is one of the softest things. All they do is put their name on a book and have somebody to sprinkle them or something or another. Give the minister their right hand fellowship, and that's all there is to it, and go on out. That's not Christianity. Christianity is self-denial, taking up your cross daily and follow him. Die out to the things of the world. And when all the condemnation is gone, there is therefore no new condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. He says, how do you get into him? By joining? No. Shaking hands? No. By a union? By education? By one spirit, we're all baptized into one body. By the Holy Spirit baptism, we're in Christ. And there is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, that walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Amen. He says, oh, that would make anybody shout, amen, to be in there. And anyhow, that's the good part. And how it truly ought to be something stirring in our hearts to realize we're in there. Amen. With the word that's coming forth, that is the identification that's being presented. That's what the Holy Spirit is building us up to the place to see. Yeah. Are you in there or are you not in there? Are you a blackbird or are you a blue jay? It's going to stand out. Your life is evident. It will be proven out. Yeah. And oh my, what an assurance should be coming and building into our hearts to realize where we're standing. And to be able to know that truly that scripture, greater is he that's in you than he that's in all of the world. Oh my, he's over. If God be for me, who can be against me? Yes. He is fighting my battles. He is doing this work. He is going to finish the work that he started. For faithful is he that promised. Oh my, we got no worries. We got no bearings. Are we going to face troubles and trials? Absolutely. Is life going to be a bed of roses? Never. But oh my, he will take us through. Hallelujah. You think back and look at the examples that's been left. As our pastor mentioned, Stephen, I think it was last service, and you look at the life Paul led, the apostles, as they walked and journeyed preaching and carrying this gospel and all they went through. And I think of John being boiled in oil. And oh my, all for the glory of Jesus Christ. And here we are today in a different age, a different time. But our lives have still got to be declaring to this nation, to this people, that he's just alive as their lives did then. Amen. But in this age, it's a great age of deception. It's easier to see how fine-tuned things have taken over. Satan has gotten more deceptive, more crept in, more trying to just take you away from one word. It's all he's trying to do. Amen. And oh my, but there's going to be a people rise that won't waver on one word, but they're going to take the entire word. All the word, and live by that alone. Amen. Oh, what a beautiful picture. I pray that the Holy Spirit is building in our hearts as we see the closing of time. We see the drawing near of all these things. Like I said, you see it. The word is plainly declared on both sides, all that's taking place. You see the chaos in the world. You see all the wickedness. You see everything that's going on that side. But yet we also see the precious word preparing that little bride for that catching away. Building us, getting us ready, preparing our hearts, conforming us to his image, and not being conformed to this world. Oh my, it's going to be a glorious day real soon. Amen.
Hallelujah. Let's see here.
This is in the message, Perfect Faith as well, paragraph 77. He says, you see, he knew who he was, therefore he had faith. And faith could produce when he knowed what he was. Now, if ye abide in me and my word in you, then you know who you are. Ask what you will and it'll be given you. He says, wouldn't it be wonderful tonight if everybody that came into a prayer line would could say, I am a Christian and I have no condemnation. I know that my heart condemns me not. Something tells me that tonight is the end of my suffering. That you're going to do. You're going to go away from here with something. No matter how much you come in emotion and how much you do, it won't work until that perfect faith has manifested and identified itself in you as a substance. And when it's there, there's nothing going to shake you from it. And oh my, a perfect revelation of this precious word, only given by the Holy Spirit and only given to a few. is going to hold that little people through this final moments of time, that nothing will be able to shake them from it, but they'll hold fast to that possession of faith without wavering. Amen. You sisters can come to the instruments if you would. Just a little few nuggets to stir your heart and to keep us pushing for the goal. Amen. Because, oh my, he said he'd never leave us nor forsake us. And oh, this is the day that each and every one of those little, that little bride will know that he is in her. Amen. Manifesting and making himself known through the revelation of that precious word, taking that body under subjection and manifesting himself. Amen. Oh, isn't he wonderful? Hallelujah. Let's all stand, if you would. And let's sing that little chorus, "Isn't he wonderful?" Amen.
Isn't he wonderful, wonderful, wonderful? Isn't Jesus my Lord wonderful? Eyes have seen, ears have heard what's recorded in God's word. Isn't Jesus my Lord wonderful? Isn't he wonderful, wonderful, wonderful? Isn't Jesus my Lord wonderful? Eyes have seen, ears have heard what's recorded in God's word. Isn't Jesus my Lord wonderful?
Amen. Just think of that quote we read. I want you to take all that you've seen and all that you've heard and let it accumulate and build it up and see if it isn't God. Amen. Think about it all the way back from Genesis to Revelation. It's all we've been in this age to see what God done through every age to get us to this point, to where the faith that would be in the people of this hour. Oh, my saints, pray God continue to grant me eyes to have and to lift my feet to that higher plane in you. Amen. Sing it again. Isn't he wonderful, wonderful, wonderful? Isn't Jesus my Lord wonderful? Eyes have seen, ears have heard, thus recorded in God's word. Isn't Jesus my Lord wonderful? Sing it again. Oh, isn't he wonderful, wonderful, wonderful? Isn't Jesus my Lord wonderful? Eyes have seen, ears have heard, thus recorded in God's word. Isn't Jesus my Lord wonderful?
How many thinks he's wonderful? Amen. He sure is. I'll tell you, he's so wonderful to me. I'm sure he is to you. But my, his amazing grace is why he's so wonderful, I guess. Amen. To know that grace in your life. Let us bow our heads. Heavenly Father, again, we appreciate the word of God tonight. And Lord, as we sit here and listen to all these precious nuggets and think about this word, Lord, it's there's nothing you ever bring, Lord, through the word that's not important. Everything is so important. And you've seen it was so important that you inspired every word. And we appreciate that, Lord. And we just want your Holy Spirit to just inspire every word into our hearts, oh God, and just bring forth a tremendous revelation, Father, that will continue to gel these things all together. And Lord, truly get us ready for the appearing of the Lord. Father, we're just so thankful for these little times. Just pray, God, that you'll bless those that couldn't be here tonight. Some not feeling well, Lord, and some have some different things going on in their heart and their life, Lord. We just ask that you'd reach down and touch them, Lord. Father, just draw them in. And Lord, and if it's a healing they need, heal their bodies. Oh, God, that they'd be able to testify of you being that healer yet today. Same way you was over 2,000 years ago. You're the same yesterday, today, and forever. So we appreciate you, Father. And so thankful again that you gave us this time to be here gathered around the Word, thankful for the Word that came forth, how it just stirred our hearts. Lord, we just sit back there, Father, and our hearts, minds going in different directions of so many things that you have brought to us, and how, Lord, it all goes together. We appreciate it very much. So we ask you just go in and be with us, protect us, guide us, and bring us, Lord, back to the next point in time if you would tarry. And may we serve you and give our whole life to you, Lord, and truly be those prisoners of the Lord Jesus Christ. We ask you, help us to grant that, Father, in our lives. Through the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we ask these things now. Amen. Praise his name. Isn't he wonderful? It's a good song to just take with you the rest of the week, isn't it? He's so wonderful. Amen. May God bless you. You're dismissed.